Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Whoa.
Fly up the air.
I'm right here. I'm with King.
Let me turn this up.
Don't do it. Stand here. Get back over here. Stand with me. Cause we rap it. What's going on? Man, we clap it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who did that?
I don't know.
He did that.
All right. I had to do this introduction to y'all. This little guy that was rapping right there, this little guy is from, or he's from all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And you know one thing, he's only 6 years old. Okay, so I had to do this. I didn't have no choice. But anyway, welcome to Uplifting Communities Talk Show with John and Mr. Maya Gaines. And I tell you, we got a really good show for you guys today and, well, this afternoon. And I tell you, you know, just relax, get yourself a soda, a beer, a cup of coffee, or whatever you drink, and just relax and enjoy the show. But before I go any farther, I'm going to go ahead on and ask the host, Ms. Tamaya Gaines, if she don't mind bringing our special guest on this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for that introduction, Mr. Brown. Welcome to Uplifting Communities Talk Show. My name is Tamaya Gaines, and today is Thursday, December 10th, 2020. Today is also National Human Rights Day. Today, we're encouraging everyone to stand up for someone else's basic human rights. December 10th is also National Lager Day. It's not only the day that we set aside to enjoy adult beverages, but it's also the day that we celebrate it. But before we get started, I'd like to publicly apologize to Mr. Steve Harvey and Mr. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. I just got your message, and I appreciate your interest in tonight's show, but we've got a bona fide Facebook celebrity and a gangster rapper from the 209, and there was just not enough room on this platform for the both of you, so we chose the guest with the highest popularity rating. Maybe next time, guys. All right, Mr. Brown, if you would like to introduce our guest.
Okay, well, the first I would like to ask Mr. Don Doty. Don Gotti. He's better known as the gangster rapper. Mr. Gotti, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and then before we go on, and then next after Miss. Mr. Gotti introduced himself. I'm going to ask Mr. Ponderella Amos introduce himself. He's the Facebook celebrity. Go ahead, Mr. Gotti.
Yeah, I like the Gotti, but it's Don Dada. You know,
oh, Dada.
Yeah. I like that Gotti, though. You feel me? It is Gotti, though. But, I'm from Southern California. You feel me? Southern California, you know. I rap. You know, I got a record label, New Breed of Bad Seeds. You feel me? We got music coming out. In the near future, got a single called Paper Chasing coming out. You know, it'll be out in all stores. You feel me? The video will be out on Christmas. So y'all check that out. That's something for y'all. But yeah, I'm here, you know, top it up with y'all.
Okay.
What's up with
all
you?
All right. Okay, well, Mr. Ponderella, tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you get the name of Facebook Celebrity.
I don't know about being no Facebook celebrity, but a little bit about myself. I've been in two long relationships. I'm cool. I'm easygoing, laid back. They were failed relationships, but I survived them and I'm here to discuss whatever the topic is.
Okay.
All right. Well, tonight's topic is something that you posted on your Facebook page, Mr. Amos. And the topic is, where are the women that still like flowers, phone calls, and dates? What made you post that on your page?
Nowadays, it seems to me that a lot of women aren't attracted to men that do things like that, especially the younger generation. I would say 60-40 of women don't like it. I can't say that's facts, but that's what I see in my everyday life.
Okay. Mr. Dondata, I invited you on the show because underneath that post, I'm going to read your comment. It said it's men out here that do those kinds of things, and there is women out here that like and appreciate those kinds of things from a man. It all really depends on how that man feels about that woman. If he really cares for that woman and he knows she likes those kind of things, he will do them to please her. Do you care to explain?
I mean, it sounds self-explanatory, you know. If a man cares about a woman enough, he knows she likes those type of things, then he's going to do those things to please her. You know, why not?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say this. I know I am outnumbered on this platform. Right now, this ratio is three men to one woman, and I am that one woman. So for the purpose of tonight's radio show, I will be playing the role of the angry black woman, okay? So I'm going to speak for all the black women out there until you guys have a chance to call in with your own comments. But typically, in today's environment, men do not offer flowers or anything of the sort. No, they don't offer flowers unless they're in the doghouse. They've done something to land themselves in the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
How many women can you guys honestly how many women can you honestly say that you've given flowers on the first or second encounter?
Hold on now. All right. I know for facts I gave women flowers on my first encounter. The first time I ever met them, I brought flowers to the door, a bouquet of roses. Okay? And another thing too, if anybody wanna join the conversation, and especially if you're a lady, you know, press one and I'll let you in.
Well, Mr. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Brown,
yes.
What year was that? How many years ago was that you? how many years ago? I mean,
that was recently.
You know what I mean?
that was recently. You know, I've always did do that because that's how it was. And if I would meet another lady right now, and if I was in a relationship, I would give her flowers. That's just the way that's just the way we do it old school.
Yeah,
okay.
You know? Yeah, that is old school. That's that old school type of way. You feel me? Me myself, I feel like it's not as much women out here today that like those type of things. So, you know, men in general don't do them as much. But me myself. You know, like I said, if I'm interacting with a woman and I care about her, I want to make her happy. So if I know she likes those type of things, I'm going to do it. It don't matter if she, it don't matter what she is to me. She could be my wife, my girl, my side piece, whatever, you know.
Are you admitting you have a girl and a side piece? Was that an admission on air?
I'm not admitting nothing, you know. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just speaking for conversation. You know,
Be careful how you answer that question.
She could be anybody, you know. If I care about her, I want to please her, you know. I'm gonna do those type of things. That's just me.
But before you made that comment, you prefaced it with, nowadays you don't think women like those kind of things. So because you think that, your mind you think we don't like those kind of things, most men don't do them, right?
I said nowadays it's not as many as women as like those type of things as they did back in the old days. See, because you're speaking on the
OG. Exactly. They don't appreciate
it.
But how do you guys know if you don't do it?
I do it. And I've seen it on a number of occasions. Different women. I bought roses or whatever type of flower they liked. I literally seen one woman say, I don't want this, you know, explicit, and throw it in the trash can right in front of me. Because she was feeling some type of way. But, hey, I did it out of the kindness and, you know, of my heart. And because I cared, honestly, I was trying to make a bad situation better, but it didn't work.
Thanks for proving my point. And then I have another question for you, Mr. Amos.
When she threw those flowers away, the roses in the garbage,
yes.
How did you feel?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel? How did you feel?
I didn't, you know, actually, I was like, okay, that's the way you feel. I won't buy you flowers no more. That's just how I felt. I'm keep it real.
Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
Did that bad situation have anything to do with another woman? You can just answer yes or no.
I wouldn't say yes. I wouldn't say no. It was so long ago, I can't say.
You can't say.
It was about 10 years ago. I would say more or less yes.
Okay. So chances are you had two women to apologize to. So do you think that maybe she... Well, maybe. I don't know. Depend on if they found out about each other. Do you think that maybe she could have tossed those flowers in the trash because as opposed to giving her a dozen roses, you took six out and gave her half of a dozen for her apology and took the other six out for the other woman's apology, and she recognized that right off and just threw them away because she thought it was BS. I mean, how many flowers did you really give her?
But I'm going to tell you, in particular, I had... three different color roses, four of each color, and I went to the florist and I had them do it like that, and I gave them to her and she threw them in the trash right in front of me.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but then on other occasions when I was in my player days, when I was single, not attached to anybody, I sent. On Valentine's Day, probably about 5-6 years ago, I sent roses to Florida. I sent roses. It was three different places across the United States. I had the florist, or I paid for it to be done and sent to their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just the type of guy I am. I'm not saying I'm the greatest guy in the world, but, you know, I do mindful things. Try to please a woman if I'm into that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I. You know what? I got all kind of things running through my head right now because if I was one of the three women and you just openly admitted on air that you sent me roses along with two other women, now my roses aren't that special. I'm just, you know, and it's sad because women outnumber men in the United States 2-1. And when you begin applying filters to determine the eligibility of that man, the margin is even greater, right? So men basically have women coming off of a conveyor belt, right?
Not like that.
Well, some of you do, right? So how do you quantify what's a good woman and what makes a woman worthy of receiving flowers? How do you quantify that?
Just basic morals and integrity, kindness. You could tell a person, you could tell how a person was raised when you having over a period of time, you'll know how a person was raised. And that's what I look for in particular, to see how she was raised. If, okay, some, a lot of females nowadays was raised with no fathers. And then a lot of, you know, some were, you know, and I can tell when a female, majority of the time, eight out of 10 times, I could tell when a woman was raised without a father. So I look for the signs of a woman being raised by a father more than, or more, myself in particular, I look for women that were raised with their fathers being around. Not saying in the house, but being a part of their life. Because that shows, you know, that it shows that women, most women, know how to treat a man, or if they've been treated well by a man or good by a man.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but most.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dondada, would you like to answer that question?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. How do you quantify what makes a woman worthy of receiving flowers?
I think a woman is just naturally worth it. You feel me? You know, in relationships, me, myself, I've never gave flowers to a woman on no bad occasion, like no apology or nothing like that. I'm not apologizing. You feel me?
Oh, no, you the gangster rapper.
It ain't even about that. It's just, you know, that's just me. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not going to do that. I give it to her on good occasions. So that's all I know. You feel me?
Right.
You know, I feel like a woman deserves it naturally, you know, and if we on good accord, then, you know, she deserved that off top.
Yes.
You know.
I dig that.
Yeah.
Mr. Brown, would you like to chime in?
Well, you know, I like I said, I'm mainly from the old school. I'm that guy, you understand, that a lady going to meet, and it's going to be a breath of fresh air for her. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
I'm that guy going to open the door for you. I'm that guy
yeah.
going to take you out to dinner. I'm that guy going to ask you if you need anything. I'm that guy going to make sure that you all right. You know, and I don't know if it's like it's passed down from generation to generation, but being a Louisiana native, you know, we're like, you know, and I was taught, I saw my family treat their wives and treat their kids and treat their, well, girlfriends, if they had one, you know, a special type of way. And that's what we do, you know. In my family, we treat ladies a special type of way. You know, that's all I could say. But I think that all women, not just one, all women should be treated with the utmost respect. You know, it should be, because you got to remember, that's our mothers, you know, and they carry us, you know. So it ain't nothing wrong with giving them some flowers. You know,
right.
And treating them really nice.
Exactly.
You know, but we got somebody want to say something, so let's let this person on, okay?
Yes.
Okay, caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller with phone number 337-513. State your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening. My name is Gwendolyn Patterson, calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hey.
Hello.
You hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, we hear
you. Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Well, I want to comment on when the first guy spoke. I forgot his name. It's the Facebooker.
Okay, yes, that's me.
Yeah, he was talking about the woman. If the child wasn't raised with the father, well, was raised with the father, whatever like that. Well, I'm here to tell you, my mama raised me. I was the only child, but my mama raised two of her siblings by herself, no father in the house. But I know how to treat a man. And so that have nothing to do with it, in my opinion. That has nothing to do with it. You know, it's how you were raised, basically.
Right.
And watching, you know, how your aunts or uncles or whatever treat their, you know, spouses, whatever. But that have nothing to do with it, in my opinion. And for flowers, I wish my husband would buy me some flowers. I would, you know, it's the little things, it's the little gesture that counts.
Yeah, the simple
things
in life, yes.
The simple things, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the small things. Yeah.
Small
things. I agree
with
you.
Well, let me just chime in and say, as a woman, I don't want no flowers if you can't help me kick down on the bills, right? Kick down on the bills first and then get flowers with your extra money, right? If I got a cell phone bill due and my money is short for the month because they holding up my stimulus, I'm going to need you to help out with some bills and then focus on the flowers. So I'm just putting that out there. That's
all right.
To each his own.
Well, I'm married, so that's taken care of over here.
I mean, you got your priorities straight, though. Hey, you got your priorities straight, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, but suppose his phone bill need paying too, and that's all he got is enough for his phone bill. Then what?
Then unless
he's
willing to work it out. Y'all got to work together to get that for both of y'all.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all got to work together to get that for both of y'all, so both of y'all be good. Well, then I guess we'll be collecting cans on
Team
the side
work,
of the road together,
the work.
Okay? Yeah.
Team work, make the dream work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Two is better than one.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for calling in, caller. Thanks a lot. Okay, let's let somebody else in.
All right.
Caller from 404-914. State your name and where you're calling from.
That will be Joseph Manuel from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Smokey, how you doing? A little smoky.
I'm doing fine. Interesting conversation. I'm an old man. I'll be 68 December 26th. And I know
the Capricorn. What's that?
Yeah, that's right. All day. starting up as a young man, I got my heart broke at a pretty young age. I was about 16, 17. Man, I mean, my heart was so tough. I had a shotgun to my head. I said, well, you know, I go blow my brains out. She's going to be with that dude anyway, man. I'll be a big old ass at me.
Right.
I can't do this.
Right.
So, but right then, I lost trust in women, you know, young ladies. And at that time, my mindset was, okay, Joe, keep three. And you lose one, you always got another.
Yes, right.
This was when I was 18 years old, probably. But by 22, man, I thank God for this. I met a young lady. I moved to California, and I met my wife for 32 years in North Hollywood, California. And we were married 32 years. She put it with 8 years of hell, of confusion, of distrust, of fear, you know. And you know, and during that time, man, I went through an alcoholism addiction, a drug addiction, and ended up going through this rehab, and God changed my life. And we was able to get back together, and we raised our daughter, you know, say for 32 years. She died in 2005. I know.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, when she passed, man, I was in this hotel, staying in a hotel at the time. And it was like God showed me that out of 32 years, I could have been a better husband. you know. Afraid of giving all to my queen. That was my queen, you know. I wouldn't open the door. I didn't care about no damn flowers. She's lucky she got a birthday gift. Most I couldn't afford to pay the bill. One thing I did, I provided. When I got clean, I'm a provider. Baby, you work, that's your money. I got the bills. I took care of that, you know.
Right.
For those years.
Exactly.
Yeah, I took care of that, man. But God showed me, man, that, you know, I still fell short and I could have been a better man. And I made a promise to him and her if I ever met another woman again that I'll be all the man that I can be. And I don't have to be afraid of that. I can be me, you know. And that's what I've done. I've had a couple of relationships since then. You know, I'm in a second one now. But
you didn't fall short, OG. You didn't fall short. You know what I mean? That was a lesson that you had to learn. You feel me?
No. It's a lot of things I should have did, man. Like I wouldn't open the door. You know, today God showed me I can give flowers to a woman. I can open the door for her. But one thing I recognize the difference between a woman and a female. Now you're not gonna make a woman out of a female. That female got to make a woman out of herself, you know. And same thing with a male and a man. Now, you can be a male and struggle all your life single, but until you grow up and be a man, and to me, it's just simple. It's just, you know, doing God's will, man. Treat her as a queen, you know. Don't always be on the receiving end, you know. Give. Don't be afraid of giving, you know. And if you're giving a woman, if she's not receiving it, but then that's not your woman. Maybe that's a female. You know, give her time.
I'm not laughing. I'm the only woman on this call. I'm not laughing. Yeah, that's not funny.
Yeah, he'll send your angel if you wait. You know, if you wait. But, you know, I don't know if that helped anybody, but I know it sure helps me, man. And there's nothing wrong with being a real man and being giving and kind to your woman.
Well,
you know.
Can I ask you a question before you go, really quickly?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you think it took you so long to recognize what you had, and why did it take for her no longer to be in your life? You know, unfortunately, she passed on before you actually realized what it is that you did have. Why did it take so long?
Being a man. The old-fashioned type man, where the woman is the cook, the maid, take care of the house. Now, believe me, when my wife got sick for 2.5 years, I did the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, the bathing her, combing her hair.
Right.
For 2.5 years, I had to do that for her. But that also, showed me where I fell short. And there were just things I wish I would have done different, a little different, you know, been more kinder or give more giving, you know, and I didn't do that, you know. Now, I didn't make a lot of money, but I took care of the bills. I took care of the car, the insurance, took care of everything. You know, that was my main focus. And we've done things together, but not as much as I wish I would have done.
Well, thank you for your honesty.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what definitely well said, you know. And I would like to ask both of the guests, tell me the different types of ladies. Like Mr. Ponderilla, I see that you Ponderilla, Amos.
Yes.
I see that you're a type of person to where as though you know you're really godly. You know, you being at church. You know, most of the time.
Yes, I was raised in church.
Right, and you also talk about you know the revelation and things that's happening right now. You know. That we are mentally blind to. And, you know, I would like for you to discuss, and also Mr. Don, I would like for you, too, to discuss, you're a gangster rapper. What's the different, you know, so gangster rapper, I can see that Mr. Don, he's probably, you know, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, it's probably a different era than you are, Mr. Amos. You know, so I know women's change. We got a different era of women's these days.
Yes.
You know, And explain to the audience what you see, you know, that can help out in a relationship from the younger generation, in the younger generation. Who, you know, one of y'all, you know, so both of y'all, give y'all input on that.
Well, as for me, yes, for me, the younger generation, they have no guidance. I see that they, a lot, I mean, probably 90% of the young ladies, 85% of the young ladies aren't being taught how to be women, you know, females. It's like you said, or do they like flowers? No, nowadays they want a sack of weed and a drink, you know, and that's the truth. That's what a lot of them do. that's the truth, you know. As far as me, what I'm looking for, what I look for in a woman, like I said earlier, morals, integrity, you know, educated, something easy on the eyes, you know. But most of all, I want to know what's inside. I've been in a few relationships to where the women were toxic. And nowadays, I'm looking for what's inside a woman instead of what's outside of a woman. Yeah. A pretty face and a big butt don't mean nothing to me no more. It's nice to have, to be honest, but it's what's on the inside
I gotta
of
have
me
it.
Now. I said, Dave. Yes,
I had that included in the package.
It's a package deal for sure. But nowadays I'm looking to see what's inside of a woman compared to what's outside of a woman. Yes, it's always good and dandy and all that to look at you know, a beautiful woman from day to day, but it's not always in now. Like I said, and back in the day, I had it all, you know, pretty women, everything. But it's not about the prettiness for me no more. It's about what's inside of a woman.
Yeah, me myself, it's about loyalty. You feel me? When it comes to a woman, it's about loyalty. Because I'm loyal, you feel me? If you loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. And we gonna rock like that. That's what's missing from this younger generation. Loyalty, respect, knowledge. You know what I mean?
You're knocking them out the park.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got to chime in really quick because, again, I realize that I'm the minority on this platform, and I'm jotting down my notes on the different comments that each of you are making. Mr. Brown, you said something about we have a different era of women. We're just not the same women. Well, of course not, right? We're missing the fathers in our homes where they, back in the olden days, like my grandparents, where my grandfather was the provider and my grandmother was the homemaker. So she was afforded that opportunity to where she took care of the house, she took care of the kids, she took care of everything. So all my grandfather had to do was go out and work. So and she didn't have anything else to worry about because he was the breadwinner, right? Then Pondrell, you said, or Sean, you said that women aren't being taught how to be women. Well, the same is true for men. Men aren't taught how to be men. You guys are juggling different women. And then Dondata, you talking about loyalty. At what point is a woman supposed to be loyal? Most men, when you first meet a woman and decide you want to court her or date her, you're talking to several different women at one time, right? So at what point do you expect a woman to be loyal? Ain't nobody going to be loyal up front when she's just in rotation with a lot of other women. Everybody's trying to fill each other out, right? So at what point do you decide that a woman is loyal? And again, at what point do you determine a woman is wordy, right? It can go both
ways. All right,
ways.
Well, let's
why
hold
not
it
take
right
the time
there.
To teach her?
Yes, let's hold that right there with that thought before he answer that question. But I have to make an announcement, and I want to thank Mr. Charles Gaines, a.k.a. Papa Charlie, and he's on a Chill Vision, Old Soul Cold production of Stockton, California, for supporting Uplifting Communities Talk Show tonight. Everyone, check his little six-year-old grandson, Clean King. Clean King, we played his music earlier, as when we first came on. Okay, so y'all go to YouTube, just type in Clean King, and you know you guys can listen to some of his music. And I want to thank Mr. Charles Gaines again for supporting Uplifting Communities Talk Show. Okay, back to you, Mr. Maya. I'm sorry about that. I had to do that.
It's okay. But I asked my question, so whoever want to chime in or jump in, feel free.
Okay, well, you know, as far as loyalty, you know, at the point of loyalty is that point where you're starting to get them things, them type of phone calls and roses and all that stuff. I mean, if our relationship's undeveloped to that point, then that's at the point where I expect you to be loyal. But, I mean, it all depends on what type of relationship the two individuals is in, you know what I mean? You know, some people might be just be friends with benefits. You know, some people might be growing to make something, you know what I mean, together. You know, it depends on what you're talking about.
I'm like this here, man. I think in this day and time, if a young man don't have a woman, maybe he needs to check himself. Maybe something wrong with him. Quit looking at the women
right.
And look at you. What are you doing? What are you doing as a man?
Right.
You know, to me, that's very important, man. You know, what are you doing instead of looking for what a woman going to do? What you going to do?
Right.
Thank
you. That is so true.
Yeah. Okay, well, everybody, we got another caller. Okay, we only got like 20 minutes left on the show. Let's let this caller in, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Caller, state your name from 209-898. State your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name, 209-898. State your name and where you're calling
Chuck
from.
Chuck Till, you're on the air. Chuck Till, you're on the air. Say something.
That's Chuck.
That's Chuck. Chuck Till, say something. Chuck Till.
Oh, I didn't mean to get on the air. I must have pushed the wrong button.
You're on now.
Oh, that was an accident. Well, I'm Charles.
Well, did you want to ask a question, sir? Did you want to ask a question or elaborate on something?
No, actually, I just accidentally hit the button by accident. I didn't have a question.
Okay.
All right. No problem. No problem whatsoever. Now, you know, for each one of you gentlemen, what's a good relationship? What is a good relationship? Because this topic's supposed to be about relationships. So, you know, for the audience, we got quite a few people listening in. So they would like to know what is a good relationship versus a bad relationship. And
well, I could tell them.
Go ahead.
Finish the thing.
No, go for it.
Okay, what I was going to say is I can tell them the number one thing that you need in a good relationship, and it's something you already know, and you know I'm going to say it, God. You got to have God in your relationship or it's going to fail. Trust me.
Right.
So I just want to put that out there because I'm going to put God first.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're right.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Dave, and I also would say communication, but more important, comprehension from communicating with each other. Because a lot of people don't understand, don't comprehend to every day. maybe I'm not getting an affection. Maybe I'm not getting that touch.
kiss.
Wait a minute. Did you say you're not getting
a kind
infection?
Word. Affection. Affection, not infection. Affection, you know, a kind word. I love you. A hug, a kiss. A good morning, baby. How was your day? You know, those things in relationships, I haven't experienced it so long. I don't know about some of the other people, but as far as me, it's communication and comprehension and also understanding. You know, that'll take you a long way in your relationship to me.
Yeah.
What I've seen in relationships, sometimes a person can get in a relationship and they can love so strong. Okay, you can love so strong, love that person so much, but that person don't love you. Now,
right.
When that start happening, that's a problem. And there's a lot of that stuff goes on, you know.
Well, you know,
I hear you guys. I hear you guys, but like Mr. Amish, you're saying, you know, affection, right? It sounds like you want constant reassurance, but just like you want that constant reassurance that, you know, you're at the forefront or with whoever you're dating, do you reciprocate? Do you do that back to that person or what does that look like? I mean, is it just like one way? Because if the love was that strong and you're into her like she's into you and you guys only see each other and everybody else is a blur, then you guys would still be together today. So what happened?
Right.
Or was it reciprocated?
Honestly, like I said, I'm speaking from my behalf because I was always the first one to kiss, say I love you, or walk up, maybe come from behind, hug, give him a hug or something like that. And it wasn't always, accepted or returned. So I'm just saying from experience, from a couple of relationships, maybe they were the wrong women.
Yeah, definitely the wrong one.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I'm no longer with them, so evidently they were the wrong women.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but majority of the time, I'm the one to make the first move.
Do we have any other ladies listening that would like to chime in on this conversation? Please press 1.
Where y'all at?
Yeah, you outnumbered us.
I want to hear from somebody in Miami.
Outnumbered.
I want to hear from somebody in Miami.
That's what I want to hear from, too.
I said, we want to talk about it, Cuddy.
Right in Florida, too. Right in Florida.
I'm trying to get to Miami. Yes, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
Miami, right in Florida.
Oh, either someone from Atlanta. That'll be good.
I
don't
know about that, you know what I mean? Because they got them boys out there acting like they women a lot. Yeah, that might not be a good idea. There's a whole lot of that going on.
Well, I've heard that they done not paced San Francisco.
They done what?
Outpaced San Francisco. In other words, they got more of that type of activities going on in Atlanta than in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying where the Miami women.
Okay, so why Miami women? What's so attractive about Miami women? Because
Miami is hot. I'm just saying that was just came off the top of my head. I can name a lot of places: New York, Sacramento, Stockton, Louisiana, Texas. Where are y'all at?
Las Vegas, Grand.
Where are y'all at?
You know, and I really do believe that, you know, that it's ladies out there that would love getting a bouquet of roses, you know, a dozen of roses, some See's candy, you know, and things like that. You know, they got this company called 1-800-Flowers. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you heard of them?
Yeah.
Right. You know, I've used them before in the last relationship that I was in. It didn't, you know, to deliver flowers, you know. And, you know, she was so happy, you know. And, you know, like, I always was the type of person to give flowers, you know. And I think women deserve flowers.
One other thing, before we go farther, I want to say one thing. I don't have nothing against no homosexuality. You feel me? I just want to make that clear. For anybody listening, you know what I mean? I love and respect everybody. You know, do what the hell you do. You know what I mean? I just want to make that clear. I ain't got no respect. You know, it's all fun and games. So don't take it serious.
Yeah. Okay. Well. You know, like I'm quite sure everybody, you know, that's listening and looked at it that way too. You know, it wasn't no thing to where as though you was downing a person because of their gender. Because matter of fact, to be honest with you, on Uplifting Communities Talk Show, we don't allow that anyway. Okay, so
yeah.
You wasn't.
You didn't do
nothing wrong, man. You know, but that was that you say that. You know, you didn't do a thing wrong. You know, and what would you consider a bad relationship?
Man, I consider a bad relationship a relationship where there's no trust. I mean, if you can't trust the person that you would, then, what else can you grow on?
Well, when you say check, well, what you mean?
Huh?
When you say if you can't check a person in a relationship, well, what you mean?
I said trust. I said if you can't
trust. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you said check. My bad. I apologize about that. But you're 100% right. Trust is the main ingredient, man. You know?
Without trust, you don't need to be together.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, you ain't got no trust. You really can't build nothing. You know, you can't build nothing.
That's right. You know, and...
You know, I had a cousin of mine, an elderly lady. She passed, and I remember the last thing this woman told me. I told her about some love I had going on, and she said, "Joe, what love got to do with anything? Are you happy? Were you happy?
Yeah.
You know, and it's plain and simple, man. If you're not happy, she's not happy. You know, and to me, you know, the thing to do is wish them well. You know, I don't leave it in animosity, in anger. You know." I respect you, and it didn't work out, you know, and I wish you well, you know. And but if I'm not happy, why be in a relationship if I'm not happy, you know? So that's important, man, and that takes time, you know. It don't happen overnight. And there's somebody out there for everybody, man, believe me. Like I said, you know, in time, you know, if you truly sincere yourself in your heart, God will send the right one. You know, he will definitely do that.
You heard that, Tamaya? Right. You heard that, Tamaya?
No, I didn't hear none of it because all this sounds good for radio. No, seriously, all this sounds good for radio. This sounds like fantasy, right? I'm hearing one thing, but I'm seeing and living something else. Because I heard somebody mention, Miami, New York, all. But what's wrong with the women right here? And part of
I did. One
of my
I mentioned them too.
After I said something about it, but this is what I want to get at, right? You guys, men idolize beautiful women, right?
women who, yeah. who dress to the nines, got their hair done, got their makeup done, clothes, everything. But what about the woman who's taking care of her kids, who has a career, taking care of her house, and something has to go, right? We only have 24 hours in a day. So if she's taking care of everything else, something is going to fall short. Do you guys recognize those women, and do you think those women are deserving of flowers, or is it just the woman that's appeasing to your eyes, appealing to your eyes?
They
like
are
the
most
candy,
deserving.
Like...
Hey, they are the most deserving. They are the mothers. You feel me? They are the ones that's mothers that's taking care of kids and taking care of their homes and, you know, having their business with or without a man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Right. Most but deserving. How often do you give them flowers?
It depends on whether I interact with you or not.
Right. Well, the thing is that I don't think too many brothers, you understand, know who they are that's doing that. You know, because I'm quite sure if some brothers out there, they knew that there was a sister out there that's taking care of her kids, working extra hours, doing all what she can for her children to make sure that they live in a good life and a clean life. Well, I'm quite sure there's a lot of brothers out there would step in and help out. But
and
if you
I know
don't
a
know
lot
who's
of
doing
that
out there,
that
but if you don't know who that person is, how can you help them? You know?
I know a lot of men who would look at that situation as another bill and head in the opposite direction.
Yeah, right. You're right about that, Tamaya.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, I think it's some women's, I think it's some men's out there, you know, will help out, you know, will help that sister out or will give that sister some encouragement. Okay, this is what Uplifting Communities Talk Show is all about. You know,
I know you had mentioned a Facebook post, and Don Dada, I know it was your Facebook post because I shared it today, where you were talking about revelations and the end time. Tell us about your faith in God, where that came from, and what prompted that post today.
My faith in God came from my parents, you feel me? They instilled it in me. I thank God for that, you know, because they're gone now, but I still have that with me. I'm going to pass that on to my kids and so forth. But anyway, yeah, I got my faith. You know, I grew up in Stockton, California, New Freedom, you know, going to church as a kid, you know, having to go to church, mom making me go to church, but, you know, through all that, I gained my own relationship with God, and that's what everyone needs. So, you know, that's most important above everything. Yeah, that's where my faith comes from. As far as the times, oh, yeah, we're definitely living in the last days. If you don't know that, you better know. You better get yourself right with God. That's pretty much, you know, the tip of it. You know, you need to get yourself right with God. We're living in these last days, and, you know, you need to have your own personal, you know, I'm not saying all that going to church and all that is cool, but you got to have your own personal relationship with God.
Yes, you're right about that.
All right.
Yeah, you're right. Now, I want to ask you guys one more question. Okay, we only got 5 minutes left on the show, but I wanted to ask this question. Do you think demons have taken over our relationships?
Well, yes.
I would say somewhat yes. When the two people that are in the relationship allow other influences, such as friends or whatever, to comment
or speak on their relationships, because that's how I ended up not being with my wife. Her listening to her friends. I know I wasn't the greatest husband in the world, but, you know, I wouldn't have never told her to tell her friend, oh, he's not good or she's not good. No, I wouldn't do that. Mind your business. That's my own opinion. So, yes, there are demons coming from this way and that way.
Right.
Dandata,
mm-hmm.
Have you witnessed any demons in your relationship?
Oh, man, this demon is 24/7. You just got to know how to deal with them. You know what I mean? I'm a demon myself. You feel me?
Yeah,
I beat that. Fight a demon with a demon. I'll beast up on you. You know what I mean? So play.
I fight demons every day. And that's no lie. I'm trying to change from the man that I used to be to the man that I am becoming now.
Well, all right.
Well, that's great. Okay. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. Okay, you guys, I mean, this was a really, really good show, very informative. I really liked it. And but before we go off air, I would like to start off with Mr. Amos. If you had anything positive to leave with the audience, what would it be? And then I want to follow up with you, Mr. Don.
What would it be if you're interested in a young lady or a young man, show interest. Let that person know that you are interested, because nowadays you folks be interested in one another, and you'll never know because no one would speak up to let it be known.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Mr. Don.
I'm just going to say something simple. You know, it's just all about trust, communication, and most importantly, you got to have God. You want to, as far as this relationship situation, you want to be in a relationship, you got to have trust. You gotta have communication. Most importantly, you gotta have God in it.
All right. Any last words, Ms. Tamaya?
If you're taking Sean's advice and you decide to hit me up, just make sure you're not ugly.
Hey, what love got to do with it? What ugly got to do with it? That's what I want to know. What ugly got to do with it?
Well, I'd like to know. I'd like to know who you're talking about, the outer person or the inner person ugly?
Both.
Oh, wow.
I want to thank, okay, Mr. Charles Gaines, a.k.a. Papa Charlie, and he's owner of the Chill Vision Old Soul Cold Production of Stockton, California, for sponsoring tonight's Uplifting Communities Talk Show. Okay, everyone, please check his 60-year-old grandson, Clean King. Papa Charlie believes in Samoa is supporting his family, so let's have fun and let's go on YouTube and support his grandson. You know, he's only six years old, and the little boy can rap. I mean, he can actually rap, okay? So with that said, I'm going to say good night, everybody, and I'm going to end it with Clean King. I'm going to end it with his song, y'all. All right.
What's happening, man? What you doing over here? What's that barbecue, man?
Hey.
That I'm
here. Uh-huh.
And right here.
Uh-huh.
I'm flying up the air.
Whoa.
They're going to block the air.
everybody. I'm going to say good night with everybody, so y'all have the rest of the night, and y'all have fun for the rest of the night, all right? Good night.
Yes, thank
thanks
you.
For joining us.
All right, good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.